flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's just do it now. Let's just talk about it. We'll just do it on the podcast.
Well, I just don't know how much of what I told you all off air is actually true. Just reports and rumors and whatever.
So what? That's perfect.
I want to spread stuff.
Speculate wildly. Can you speculate responsibly? I was thinking about that the other day.
Yes.
Because people are always like, we're going to speculate wildly.
It's an educated guess.
Okay.
Right?
I guess. The word speculate just kind of seems to have a negative connotation. But like, yeah, all that is guessing. Educated guess is a responsible speculation.
I mean, it's what? Speculation's what? Something you can't personally confirm?
Yeah, it's just kind of something you think might be true. Connecting the dots.
Yeah.
Reading the tea leaves.
Guessing.
Exactly. Because people will say, read the tea leaves.
Why do they call it an educated guess? Why is it...
Because when you hear some dumb shit, it's not an educated guess. It's
I can guess, you know, and have
you
no...
You have a couple of context clues that narrow down the possible results. That's an educated guess.
Yeah. I feel like there's stuff happening in Atlanta sports that's not, like, news or... that hasn't happened yet, but you can kind of make educated guesses about. But then, like, if you ask me something about what was going on with the Packers, that would just kind of be a guess, I think.
Right.
Maybe you have, like, a little bit more background information.
See, I parlay it to, like, Wednesday trivia. Like, if there's, like, some sort of geography question, it's probably, like, Latvia, Romania.
Sure, you okay.
Know, Serbia, Slovenia. Like, I can narrow it down. I don't want to say fucking Peru. Like, that'd be stupid.
Right.
If it's very clearly Eastern European.
Via context
European.
Clues
so that would
or something.
Be kind of like a
So there's
educated
your educated guess.
Guess.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
Damn, Michael Jordan sat on that snout, huh?
Yeah.
Say what?
Marcus.
Marcus on that snout.
Yeah, it'll... I didn't know that.
Apparently,
I didn't know he ever was.
I think Bo wants it for Backpage, but apparently he got a Lamborghini stuck on train tracks?
It could happen.
Would that be if you went over the part that you weren't supposed to drive
yes.
over? Yeah. Those ride pretty low.
Oh, Kirk Cousins on Good Morning Football?
Yeah, I said his shoulder was hurt.
I, for one.
Yeah, he did.
We're
going to grab
one,
the audio.
I am shocked that he wasn't 100% because I could have sworn the downfall of his performance was just defenses adjusting.
He said, what?
That's what I was
saying. So they asked him, you know. They were talking about whatever, and then she was like, hey, you know, season didn't go the way you wanted to last year. How do you see your football future? And he was like, yeah, you never know. We'll probably know more in March, which makes sense. League year starts, bonuses kick in, all that kind of stuff. And he said, my focus now is just getting healthy. And I was mad. I was like, ask the fucking follow-up. And then she did. She actually did. She took a minute, but she got
circular
there.
Circular route.
And she was like, well, you, were you – was your Achilles bothering you all year? And he was like, nah, it wasn't really the Achilles. Like, it was more like my ankle kind of healing around my Achilles. We were 6-3, kind of felt good about that. And then I took a hit in the Saints game.
Kept saying it.
And my shoulder was never really the same after that. And, you know, I tried. It's like, all right, so he was fucking hurt then? All right.
Yes.
Great. So
this is going to – because to me – and I
mean, look, anybody that watched him play knew he was – something was fucking wrong okay, with him, obviously.
I agree with that. Here's the problem for me is – and I've said this multiple times, is Raheem Morris just let him kept playing knowing he was hurt.
Yeah.
He had to have known he was hurt.
Yeah. This maybe also, I mean,
Kirk doesn't want to admit.
Clearly.
To like, what are we doing?
I mean, we knew this already, but this is like pretty final confirmation. He's not. You can't say this and then expect to be a Falcon again.
No. You got to go.
Yeah, you have to go.
Yes.
You just threw everybody.
And maybe he said that, so he can.
You just threw everybody under the bus flat out.
Yeah, he got to go.
That's self, some good speculation.
That's
right
self-preservation
but,
right
but
there.
But that also goes back to the shit we said about not wanting to come out because he didn't want Pennis to take his job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly. But they at a certain point, too, though, you got to be like, hey, man, you're fucking hurt.
You got to play. You can't
you're
play.
You're throwing ducks all over the field. You got to get out of here.
The timeline, you knew. Like, we knew. We saw it. The
you
timeline
knew something
for
was
the
wrong
Chargers
with him.
Game
you
is
just
the problem.
Didn't know exactly what. And then, yeah, I don't know. I didn't know. I mean, he was
all
on
kept,
the.
All I kept saying was it a hit? And then then I said, was he ever in a report? He said, well, after the Saints game. It's like, well, did he get hit in that game?
Yeah. Right, he and he did.
With he our just, line, he got hit in every game.
He just confirmed it. There was some hit in the Saints game that did
she
something
said shoulder
to his shoulder
and elbow.
An elbow that they never recovered from. But also, you got to think about it from the flip side too, though. Like that's when he started playing shitty.
Right.
It benefits him to say publicly that was physical.
Right.
Something went. Something happened. You know, like we're here in Atlanta, so we're like, hey, Raheem, what the fuck? Like this guy, you know, the season fell off the rails because this guy was hurt. And you guys kept playing him when you had a first round quarterback behind him. Kirk has to go on TV and be like, hey, like I was hurt. I'm still good. I'm not damaged goods. I'll recover from that. Somebody should sign me. I'll be okay.
Yeah, he's 6-3. He covers ass.
Yeah, he's spin mode. Yeah. He's in spin mode. It, you know.
Exactly what he is.
Yeah.
Can see why.
Really fucking sucks though, man. Like, all right. So he was hurt. Cool. Just kept rolling him out there. It is the next game he threw four picks, right? Was the next game the Chargers game?
Well, I get that they give him a bye week.
No, the next game was the Broncos.
The Denver game.
And they got blown the fuck out and couldn't do anything on offense.
But this is my issue. You know something's wrong. You have the bye week. Make the fucking change.
The bye week was before Denver?
After Denver,
exactly.
Before
after
the
Denver.
Chargers.
Before the Chargers.
Make the fucking change.
Yeah, yeah,
instead, we ran two more games. We were completely non-competitive. Yep. They didn't score an offensive
So my
touchdown.
Timeline of like, when you should have replaced him was post that, just because I didn't know the shoulder thing was something that was happening.
Post Denver.
Post Chargers.
Oh, with the bye week?
I didn't know.
I don't.
How could you know?
Because you're the fucking head
coach.
Well,
they know, right? Yeah. I'm saying they
I'm
know.
Saying
they
he
know.
Needs
yeah, yeah.
to have known, yeah, and yeah. that's when it should have been made. Yeah, of course, for you.
Yeah, that's.
But if I were Raheem, like that's the timeline.
Yeah.
And I asked the question then, like, you have a bye week. Are you
brutal.
Not considering it?
That's brutal. You're not considering it if he's not hurt. If he's hurt, you have to be.
You have to do it.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on The Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find The Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.